What Delta Police, DPD, say started out as an investigation focused on fuel purchase fraud, quickly grew into a longer-term project resulting in the charge of 5 people with 47 charges including controlled drugs and substances, firearms, and a civil forfeiture process. DPD say in February 2023, the department's crime reduction unit, CREW, learned of a fuel fraud scheme involving fraudulent cardlock cards being produced and used. Police say dozens of fraudulent transactions had been conducted with a value greater than $25,000. The investigation identified that an organized group was involved in the fraud. In April 2023, the CREW executed a search warrant related to the fuel fraud investigation at a property in the 6100 block of 104th Street, Delta. As a result of the search warrant, a number of criminal offenses were identified, including loaded restricted and prohibited guns, a fully operational drug lab, and an illegal marijuana grow operation. As a result, $1 million in street value drugs were seized along with vehicles associated to organized crime. At the time of warrant execution, one man was arrested on an outstanding Canada-wide warrant. 2 vehicles have since been subject to civil forfeiture proceedings, while other civil forfeiture processes are still in progress. CREW prepared a disclosure package for Crown Counsel, recommending 73 charges against 9 individuals. On April 22, 2024, the Public Prosecution Service Canada, PPSC, approved charges against 5 individuals including Robert Johann Simonson, 52, of Surrey, Richard Stephen Vosler, 48, from Delta, Robert Joseph Stephen Lavallee, 55, from Surrey, Robert Sean Rylands, 42, from Abbotsford, and Norman Sterner, 44, from Delta. 2 of the 5 charged have been arrested, while the remaining 3 accused are currently wanted on unendorsed warrants. When we commence an investigation, we follow the evidence, and we don't necessarily know where a specific file is going to go, said Chief Neil DeBord. This investigation is an example of just that. Our CREW showed commitment and follow through on a complex investigation, with a complex disclosure package. I am very proud of the work of our CREW members. I would also like to acknowledge our federal Crown partners who approved the charges in a seamless manner involving a new format for disclosure. The DPD also want to acknowledge the support of partner teams during the warrant execution, provided by the Integrated Emergency Response Team, Integrated K-9, and the Clandestine Lab Enforcement and Response, CLEAR, team.